Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, or hello from Austin, Texas, site of Iowa State's 23-20 victory over the Texas Longhorns. A truly historic win for Iowa State. We said before the game that this was maybe the biggest game in Iowa State history, which maybe puts this certainly on the short list of the biggest victories in program history. I'm here with Randy Peterson back at our hotel. So there's some hotel lobby music playing. Hopefully that's not too annoying. But hey, if you're listening to this, my guess is you're in a pretty good mood after Iowa State remains in first place in the Big 12 with a 7-1 record. Randy, what were your thoughts from today?
Excuse me. Hats off to the defense. Coming up with huge goal line stands, with a goal line, two goal line stands, and the play on the play when Texas had the ball, and that led to the 58-yard missed field goal that darn near made it. But I don't usually buy into things like this, but I'm starting to really buy into this when Matt Campbell says that the senior leadership on this team is, he says it's off the charts, which it is. You and I know that, but I don't think these guys are gonna. I mean, if there's any thought of anybody getting too hyped next week for the West Virginia game, Chase Allen, Jaquan Bailey, Eisworth, those guys aren't going to let it happen. So, yeah, all in all, my takeaway from Iowa State is they played well when they had to play, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, they're down 10-0 early. It felt like Kansas hit them with a couple of haymakers, and it was only 10-0, but it felt like Iowa State was really on their heels. They come back, get that touchdown from Sean Shaw, and it was really pretty much back and forth the rest of the game. You know, Texas had three possessions in the fourth quarter where they could have essentially won the game. There's the long 6.5-minute drive with the fourth down stand that Iowa State gets on the 13-yard line. Campbell then, in my mind, riskily punts from his own 42 with 3 minutes left. 4 minutes left, I think?
3.5, I think.
Yeah. And so Texas gets the ball. They probably only need two, maybe only one first down, and the game's over. Iowa State gets a 3-and-out, goes down, gets the Breece Hall touchdown to go up 23-20. And then Texas goes all the way down inside the 40. Latrell Bankston comes up with a huge sack that makes what will be a long field goal, an extremely long one. And if he doesn't get that sack, you're potentially looking at an even shorter field goal if Ellinger's able to scramble for a few more yards. 58-yard attempt by Cameron Dicker. I can't talk. This has been a long-ass day. That looked good. Like, rewatching the... I thought it was good, too. We sit on the side at Texas, so it's really hard to tell if field goals and extra points go in. But you look at the replay from the back end, and that thing looked true for, maybe 50 of the 58 yards, and then started to fade left. Instead, Iowa State gets a huge win. There are a couple scenarios where Iowa State could be shut out of the Big 12 title game in a couple weeks, but all of them include Iowa State losing next week at West Virginia, to which Randy's point seems unlikely. And even if they do, there's a lot of machinations that have to take place to lock Iowa State out. So for the next week, you'll be seeing Randy and I say Iowa State has virtually guaranteed themselves a spot in the Big 12 title game. First time in the Big 12 title game ever. And now they get a chance to get their first conference title since 1912. We're in uncharted waters here, Randy, for Iowa State football.
Yeah, and I think back to, you and I, fans, when Iowa State loses, we're critical of play calls, and we both were critical of the fourth down punt. From wherever it was, a 42-ish.
It ended up being from the 37 because they took that delay of game penalty, but he had already made the decision to punt from the 42 on 4th-and-2.
Yeah, they'd already made the decision to punt, but Campbell had that much faith in the defense, plus he had that much faith in his three timeouts, that they'd use those wisely. So that's one situation where I guarantee you, you and I were shaking our head, and if we were shaking our head, fans were shaking their head. Go ahead.
I for sure thought it was a bad decision. I still think it's a bad decision, even though it worked out. I think the play would have been to go for it. But obviously, Matt Campbell's team is now 7-1 in the Big 12, so what the hell do I know?
And then, And then the fourth, I don't know what down it was, where Breece Hall scored the 3 yard touchdown run.
Second down, I believe.
Second down from the 3 yard line with a minute 24 to go. Breece Hall had been, they'd stuffed him all day, essentially. Running up the middle, there was nothing there because UT was loading the box. They were putting everybody in the box. So what's the play call from Tom Manning or whoever made the decision? Follow Colin Newell or, you know, somebody like that. And my golly, he was touched, I'm sure, but nonetheless, I mean, touchdown right up the gut, and Iowa State hadn't been able to do that much all day.
So some behind the scenes here. So we have to file our stories right at the buzzer so you guys can read it right away. I had, going into that last drive, a paragraph in my What We Learned about how Breece Hall had his first bad game. Going into that drive, he was averaging 3.6 yards a carry, ended up at over 4.5, gets 91 yards and a touchdown. He really flipped, like he broke through on that last drive like he had not broken through all game, and it turns out to be just at the right time. And, I mean, kudos to him. Kudos, to your point, to the coaching staff to riding him. But that Texas had really bottled him up for the most part and then just couldn't quite get over the finish line, and Breece Hall made him pay.
And exactly. But once again, what else can we say about the defense? I mean, my golly, Texas isn't the greatest shakes on offense anyway. But nonetheless, nobody's going to argue with, well, maybe somebody will argue with me, but they'll be wrong. but Texas has the best collection of athletes in the Big 12 Conference. Yet they lost today to a bunch of three-star guys and a handful of four-stars. And somebody brought that, Breece brought that up after. Was it Breece that brought that up after the game?
Five-star culture versus five-star players, which Texas fans took offense to, not because he was trash-talking, but because they only have two five-star players on the roster.
Yeah, good
Which
point.
Tells you where Texas is with their love affair or lack thereof with Tom Herman right now.
Yeah, and I get it because, I mean, just look around at the facilities that Texas has. They spend a lot of money on those facilities. Texas fans, kind of like Nebraska fans, they get spoiled, and they want 10 win victories every year or more every year. And it's not happening this year because they've got, everybody knows they've got the best collection of talent, but I don't know whether it's the best coaching staff on the planet. They're not getting the best out of it. And if you don't believe it, ask Sam Ehlinger.
Well, and it was interesting too, before the game, I was looking around and they have, you know, the conference titles, the national titles memorialized on the sides of the stadium. Texas hasn't won a Big 12 title since 2009. They've only won three Big 12 titles now in 15 years of the league. Or no, what, 30, 25 years of the league. Like I said, it's been a long day. The 05 national championship, but then before that, it had been 30 years since they won a national title. Obviously, they have more money than just about any athletic department in the country. This state produces more high school football talent than just about any. But this is not a program that has been playing at a high level for a while. I know they made the title game a few years back, but that's been over a decade now, right? 2010, 2011, they were in the title game. So they got a lot to figure out here, but who doesn't have a lot to figure out is Iowa State and Matt Campbell, because they got the thing rolling right now.
Exactly. And you know, the bottom line is Iowa State won, but they've still got some problems in the special teams with the place kicking game. There's still some situations there. But, you know, I've never kicked the ball, so I don't, you know, like that. So I don't know what kind of mindset goes into that. But, yeah, I don't know whether it's like missing free throws. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, their special teams are a mess. They gave up a 40-yard return. They kicked it out of bounds. They did stop Texas on what was a bad fake punt call. And Connor Asali did make some critical field goals. But it's one of those things you – special teams is a lot like being an offensive lineman. You only talk about it when it goes poorly. Like the stuff about, you know, making a 37-yard field goal or making a 29-yard field goal, that's just par for the course. You can't be giving up huge chunks of yardage in the kicking game. They also got basically gave Texas 3 points because Latrell Bankston lined up over the center on a field goal that they missed. re-ran it, kicked it, made it. Bankston made up for it with that sack later in the game, but that they're just asking to lose a game because of special teams at this point.
Yeah, and it's been that way from day one.
Yeah.
So I don't
it did cost them a game against Louisiana. Which, God, how long ago does that seem?
Oh my God, was that this season? Yeah, and that's just something I would say is going to have to live with this year. And once the season's over, that's one of the things that Matt Campbell needs to evaluate. I know they've got a kickoff dude coming in, a recruit who's supposed to be, you know, pretty darn good. I'm not throwing Connor Sally under the bus either, but because I said I don't know what go through the mindset there. But bottom line is Iowa State's going to be in the Big 12 Conference Championship game. They're not going to get beat by West Virginia. It kind of surprised me, though, that Iowa State came out the Texas had a 10-zip lead right off the jump. I thought it would be flipped. I thought Iowa State would be the team that came out because Texas was coming off 20 days without a game. I thought Iowa State would be the team, and I said to myself, I think I actually texted one of my daughters, this could be bad because Texas, the team that was off for 20 days, came out 10-0 lead. There is nothing, stodgy. There's no rust there at all. And Iowa State's defense was on its heels throughout the first quarter.
Could have been bad. Turns out to be great, though, for Iowa State, who beat Texas 23-20. Cyclones are now 7-1 in the Big 12, have the inside track just short a guaranteed spot in the Big 12 title game, which will be played in Arlington, Texas at Jerry World, a.k.a. AT&T Stadium, on December 19th. Opponent TBD. Probably, if Iowa State wins against West Virginia, it's probably Oklahoma, right? Because they'll own the tiebreaker against Oklahoma State. If Iowa State loses, things get trickier tiebreaker-wise with a three-way tie. But seems like Iowa State is going to be in its first ever Big 12 title game. We'll have a lot more about Iowa State's win against Texas at DesMoinesRegister.com and AmesTrib.com, and a lot more about their spot going forward, playing West Virginia next weekend to finish out the regular season, and then likely going on to the Big 12 title game on December 19th. He's Randy Peterson. I'm Travis Hines. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you soon.